Omar has dread. So, just a quick question: is this something that you aspire to be, or are you gonna?
That's the dread chair.
That's
the dread chair
with the
dreads.
If Jordan done a full night, you know. Those people that get pushed in the wheelchair and they got the cast on their whole body. You see?
The whole body.
Like a mummy.
Because I know what I'm getting is 30. Yeah.
What's the difference?
Just the weight. Oh, the weight of it. It's like a Big Mac, but a bit more dense.
Why are you clapping his pipe?
Yeah, I'm doing it because that's what it sounds like when it hits the table.
Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the Koppo Show, formerly known as the Koppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Geordie George, and today, just as last week, but it's a little bit more special, I'm with three of my nephews.
Fucking idiot.
Two to my left, one to my right. And my nephews will now introduce themselves.
I'm not your nephew for the final time. Else. AKA Mr. Make It Happen.
Yes, your boy Fear, and the one you will come to see, man.
And joining us today, we have our good mate, if you can introduce yourself.
My name is Omar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, was that? I feel like I mentioned you a bit more than that.
Yeah. Oh, my name's Omar.
I brought my nephews out today. Well, we're just going to, you know, have a normal couple show, you know, and just, ease you into things nicely. Mm. You know, there's nothing to be worried about, nothing to be
too scared of.
It's going to be all right, as long as Phil doesn't say anything mad.
Why me?
Because he's always...
You know, it's not. How you been anyway, Omar? How's things with you?
Good,
how's life been with you?
Yeah, it's good. Busy. You know what I'm saying? So, staying busy.
Busy doing what?
No, you know, just being out and about... Events, you know, networking. Yeah, man. Content as well. So,
yeah, a lot of people have been asking for you to come on the show.
Yeah, they have, to be fair.
Yeah.
And to be fair, before we get started, just to let anyone know, this isn't a show for us to speak about Love Island.
We're not gonna do that.
He's one of our friends before that, you know. So we're just gonna you know, run Koppo like how we usually do.
Yeah,
but
man.
You know, there. You know, there's one question, you know, that we have to address. you know, and
Jordan's dumb.
And you know, it's just a simple question, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of people are asking this as well. You know, have you had your way with any women that's been in the villa since you left?
Oh no.
Whoa.
No. Yeah, no, that's
Koppo exclusive.
That's a Koppo exclusive. Yeah. No, I've been on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Some weekends I actually spend indoors all day.
Yeah.
Mm. Why are you saying swear like that as well?
Because he can't.
No,
yeah.
I'll be honest.
Phil's outside.
No, no, I'm not.
No, you are. You are. Phil's outside and he drinks. He's a drunk.
Shut up. I reckon if I was to ever go somewhere like that, I'd reckon I'd be outside.
What do you mean?
I'd just be outside after that.
No, that you're just a horny man.
Yeah. No, I'll just be outside.
Fucking.
No, I'll be outside.
Do what?
So when people say they're outside, when someone says they're outside, what does that mean?
Fucking.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
So outside means you're fucking.
Yeah.
Swear down. That's how you perceive it.
To a degree. Yeah.
To you.
It's a little bit involved, though, isn't it?
Because I know you.
Because of me.
Yeah,
but I'm not a fucker, though.
What are you doing?
Just a nice guy.
I know it.
You can be a nice guy, but you can still be a fucker.
No.
No, he said he's not a fucker.
I'm not a fucker. No.
So what are you?
A nice guy.
Wanker then.
No. He's a sucker.
He's a sucker. The man just outside sucking, man.
Sucking their fucking.
Mouth will be full of bumps. I'm going to go to no networking of his.
One of the COVID masks.
Beyond.
Sucky.
Bare bumps in his mouth.
No.
That's nasty.
No.
No.
What about you,
Elvis?
What have you been up to?
Went to a concert yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you said.
Yeah, that was sick. We got quite a few, I think because a lot of Kat Burns' fans are on TikTok. Like, quite a few of them came up to me, oh, like, I love the podcast, things like that. But yeah, no, it was a sick show. It was at Hamden Roundhouse.
Mm.
But yeah, it was good. Highly recommend for whenever her next show is.
She's growing every single time, isn't it? That's in terms of, like, yeah. What was the venue that we went to the first time? Remember you?
Oh, it was like a venue in Shoreditch. I can't remember the name. But for comparison, the venue she was at yesterday was at 3,000 people.
Oh, shit.
And it was sold out, which was sick.
You go by yourself?
No, my mum, my auntie was there. Yeah, okay. We all went. But yeah, it's like 3,000 people.
But she's on a nice trajectory now. Yeah, man.
Like a proper one. Hopefully, yeah, bigger venue next time.
Yeah, big
this is good to be fair, because just going back to your dread journey.
Yeah.
Omar has dread. So, just a quick question to you: is this something that you aspire to be, or are you gonna?
That's the dread chair.
That's
the dread chair.
The dreads.
That's the dread chair.
That's where all the dreads are going to sit from now on.
I just like my title. I don't want dreads. For the final.
Hey,
no, I think you look mad.
Omar, showing him up.
Yeah.
I think you look mad cool.
Omar's making your thing look mad.
Omar, showing him up.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's why you don't fuck, because I'm not trying to grow dreads.
Yeah,
if I'm trying to grow them and it's just stayed here, I should have given up.
No, I can tell he's not happy because he hasn't looked at you lot once.
He's
doing the corner of the eye thing.
Because you're showing him up. He doesn't want
I'm
to look
not
at
growing
you.
Dreads. If I was, I actually would have said, yeah, like, are you, man? I'm not growing dreads.
To be fair, Omar asked a good question before the show started, and it's, can your hair grow any higher than this?
Yeah, it can, but I don't. I'm not trying to grow my... This is false narratives after I'm not growing my hair. Like, people even ask me, like, when we're out and about, and it's from, one, you're not my friend to be making jokes with me like that. Two, I'm not growing dreads.
Wait, who's been asking you that?
Random people.
You're a rat star.
Yeah. You're a rat star.
Yes. Yes.
You're a rat.
What a rat.
It was a janky sound. Some girl at the bar was like, I was buying drinks. And he was like, yo, Ras, you can't be drinking all of that. I was thinking, like, we're not friends, but yeah.
Call him a Ras. No hair. Yeah. That's out of order.
I'm not growing dreads for the final time.
Fair enough. And what about you, Fern? You know, you've been to any more of those Jobsworth events you go to?
No, I had a nice award ceremony on Wednesday. Decent. Yeah, it was good.
Did you win anything?
No. Waste of time. we didn't win anything, but.
And you rented a suit for that, didn't you?
I didn't rent it. I bought a tux that time ago.
You hired a tux?
No, bought.
What's that suit shop called?
Moss Bros.
Yeah, Moss Bros.
You can't hire. I wouldn't hire a suit.
So we hired a suit.
See, look, he's running with your own narrative. I said, I bought it.
Hiring a tux to lose.
That's a double L. That's a double L.
He turned it to
double L.
He's heard him call him. He says, shit.
What is running? And it's not even just, he's just undoing it. Like, he's just.
You lot are dumb. You lot are dumb.
It's a waste of money.
Hiring the tux to lose, you know.
That's crazy.
But yeah, no, we should start anyway. Start cool.
Yeah.
Wait, we didn't ask Jordan.
Oh, right, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm alright.
No. Don't say that.
Do you know what, yeah? I really enjoy your snaps, the football one.
Yeah.
I think you should tell the viewers about your Saturday team.
They know though. They do know about it.
Yeah, I've got a Saturday team that I play for from time to time.
Yeah.
And I went down there today and we lost.
Okay. What position do you play?
I'm a striker, I'm centre forward. I'm a goal scorer.
How many goals have you got this season?
I've played two games. I've scored none.
Oh wait, how many did you start today?
No.
Okay. Did you start last game? And how many minutes have you played in total with
this season?
Maybe 100 minutes.
Okay, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
About how many games have you played?
Two.
Oh. Okay,
so you played
a full 90 in 10 minutes?
No, not a full 90. Maybe
Nah, he ain't got full 90%.
Could you do a full 90 if the gaffer was to ask?
No, not yet.
He's going to wear a jersey.
Why can't you do a full 90?
No, not yet. I need to get up to speed, you know. I haven't had a pre-season. You know, things haven't been...
If Jordan done a full 90, you know those people that get pushed in the wheelchair and they got the cast on their whole body? You see?
Like a mummy.
Yeah. We done still. I think I've got a strong hour in me.
So do you reckon you're going to score any goals?
Yeah. I think I'll score soon.
Could we make a prediction for your season? How many goals?
Yeah.
That's nice.
How much?
10.
That's a good season. 10 goals.
And to be fair, I play like here and there, you know, I play a bit part. But I think 10 goals.
A bit part player scoring 10 goals is important. That's like a Trossard.
I was going to say, how many games are there in that league?
Maybe 20.
Whoa.
20.
1 in 2, you're talking.
Yeah, in the league and then in the... Yeah, then there's cup games and stuff. So, yeah.
You reckon you could
score? I won't be there every week either. So, I'm not there for the next, two Saturdays.
And you're going to score 10 goals this season? Yeah. Okay.
Let me just say, you know, I've got a Tuesday night ball session that I go to, mm-hmm. you know, And this season, we've decided to update everyone's stats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after 18 games, mm-hmm. 13 goals.
What's this? Goals?
20 assists.
This goals?
It's 10 asides.
Is that those? That's a small pitch. We can just hire it up.
Yeah, but
and
there's no
like offside or nothing.
No, but still. But
that's a big change.
But Fionn,
Jordan's just chilling by the goalpost like this.
But you can't compare goals to 11 aside though.
I've currently got the best assist to game ratio right now.
In what?
In that group chat.
In goals.
No, it's not goals. It's a 10 aside pitch.
How big's a 10 aside pitch to 11 aside pitch?
Is that power like
it's not really any difference, is there? Like,
yeah. No, you can't get that at Power League. But it's bigger than the sevens, but smaller than 11s. So it's still quite
and
big.
And you're the top. What are those guys doing over there?
Listen, assists. I'm a creator.
Yeah, go on.
At the Murky tournament, how many goals did you score? That one.
That one I didn't play that much. I played a very bit part thing, you know, because I believe that you can't manage and play.
Okay.
So I put the team together, mm-hmm. and I had a rule that if my team scored more than 2 goals, mm-hmm. then I'd sub myself on. So that happened, twice in the tournament.
Okay.
So I maybe played 4 minutes across 10 games.
So to answer the tournament. Question is, you didn't score.
Okay, but did you partake in the tournament?
I just asked you.
Did anyone ask you to put a team together?
That's
really dark.
That's a massive bite. Are you a player like me though? Do you play? Was he even asked to play?
No, but my thing is though, Fionn.
That's a bite.
No, but my thing is though, is
I came to support my friend.
You can't play one sport.
Now you're telling me this isn't
like it. Here we go.
He can't even play rounders.
This is a dark alley.
He actually got you there, you know.
No, we can all.
How are you going to...
No, I won't take... No, at least you can play cricket.
It's got you.
At least you can play cricket.
Wait, you play cricket?
Yeah, you know.
Baseball.
Where'd you learn that?
He can't play nothing.
My dad.
What's that parachute game in primary school?
Parachute game?
Oh, what?
Where you run underneath? Well, you have to run underneath.
Play that.
You might even lose in that one.
That's not
everyone can participate in that one. The little rainbow team.
There you go. And then you run across. That's not a game.
Was you good at sports in school?
Yeah. No.
You can ask anyone. I swear to God.
Elz is sick at basketball. He said he's sick at basketball.
I didn't like playing football, so I just didn't play. But I wasn't shit. Like, I weren't.
You can't play basketball.
I swear to God.
Like Duncan and that.
You know, oh, come on, be fucking
Corrupt. Can you stand up? Can you stand up? Can you slam dunk?
Yeah, bro, start asking stupid questions because I can fucking slam dunk at my
So what can you do?
I'm good. We could play and I guarantee I'll put money on that.
Whoa! Is that what's going on?
100%.
What, on the one-on-one thing?
Yeah. Might as well flash it, man.
I'll score. You'll get smoked.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. You've got to flash it, man.
Yeah, so one-on-one.
Yeah, you'll get smoked. 1,000,000%.
What, £50?
Yeah, we can do £50 again.
But is it going to even happen, though?
No, it has to.
We'll
get the run out the way.
We actually need to film these things. So you lot are going to have a one-on-one. How does it work in terms of one-on-one, in terms of like the point system?
Just 21.
First one to 21 points.
21. Yeah.
And you reckon you could?
Look, he thinks, he just assumes, but it's not that.
I reckon Els, he's been talking about basketball for a little while, you know.
Okay, but when's the last time he played it? Or when's the last time he even played a sport? Like, you need fitness to play basketball.
I box every weekend, bro. I play sports.
Once a week. So you box once a week and you think you're match ready.
Because you go goals and because you play on a Saturday team that loses every week, you think you're better than me.
I'm still active. Man's active.
You're just leaving your house to lose. You might as well just stay at home.
Yeah. Wait, that is a bit of a waste of time.
But we can, after the race,
we're going to have a basketball one.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
Or we can do it all in the same day.
No, it's too
much. Haven't got time for all in the same day. Right,
a couple of sports day.
You all the capacity.
Yeah. Because you said you got an hour in you.
All right.
Cool. But yeah, let's start anyway.
All right. All rise. Court is now in session.
Cool. So this week, question to the nation. So Omar, just so you're aware.
Yeah.
Each week we ask a question for the nation to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone says what they think is their best option. So this week's question to the nation is, what is the best thing to order from a Chinese takeaway? So think about your Chinese order. So everyone has their own individual thing that they get. Think about it, and we'll go around the room what they think is the best Chinese order takeaway.
I'll be honest, yeah. You see this, like, Chinese has to be done properly.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I hate when people just get rice and...
sweet and sour chicken.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? I was that guy for a little while.
But I
realised something. I've been missing out on so much different flavours.
Yeah.
So much different
meats
as in food. We're talking about food right now. We're not talking about anything other than food. There's a context here, and we need to stick to that.
Sucker.
No, not sucker. I said meats as in chicken, beef, duck.
Poultry.
Yeah. Poultry. That's what I'm talking about. Not human. But yeah. So I realized that my Chinese palate was kind of weak. Like, I was just on the sweet and sour chicken and egg fried rice.
Yeah, that's dead.
That's
mad
dead.
That's mad dead.
But I've switched it up a little bit. So now I get sweet chili beef. You know about sweet chili beef?
Yeah.
I get special fried rice.
My sweet chili beef's nice.
No, why is it dead? This is my personal.
Yeah.
Special fried rice. Is that
no pork? No pork.
No. 100%.
If I didn't remind you, no pork, no peas. No pork, no peas. Always.
No. Yeah. I don't believe
it. Yeah.
What, leaving the pork in?
Hey, 100%.
No, I know, bro. When they hear your voice, they know.
I know you, bro.
Yeah, they're happy.
They know. Oh, we're pork.
Yeah.
What's that? No, why are you saying that voice? Why can't you just do it normally? I said, we park.
No, but
we park.
No, but I'm trying to.
That's disgusting.
No, but I'm trying to.
Sorry to any Chinese listeners.
That's crazy.
That's
no, but why is that mad?
But you're saying we park.
No, when you're trying to be a Jamaican, why is that not?
It's different though. It's different.
Why?
It's my culture.
Why is it your culture?
Are you Chinese?
I don't Chinese.
I said we park. But yeah, no, I do sweet chili beef, special fried rice, no pork, no peas. Always get vegetable spring rolls. And then
that's
my thing. Vegetable spring rolls.
So you're better
off getting egg fried rice and
I can't
this year.
I get vegetable
and
spring rolls.
What's wrong with vegetable spring rolls?
Yeah, I get vegetable spring rolls.
Your meal sounds just dry, like sweet chili beef. Like it's just
and then the sauce.
Yeah,
you get the extra sauce.
What? And that's it.
No, and then depends how I'm feeling.
Is this all for you?
But normally the
challenge. No, it don't matter. Because this is your order, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, whether it's for you or
whoever. Or my family.
Yeah, because it's 100 kg gone.
And then I might get like a Singapore noodles as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the deadest meal I've ever heard.
I don't think it's that dead.
That's dead.
That's not that bad, is it?
No, that's mad dead.
I don't think that's that bad.
All right, so go on then. What's your Chinese order takeaway?
King prawn fried rice cooked in chili oil.
Why chili oil?
Because it
gives it a bit more flavor.
Yeah. Does it?
Yeah, spice
fusion. Yeah.
Swear down.
Salt and pepper wings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Half portion of prawn balls. Sweet and sour chicken, no veg. Quarter crispy duck.
What is that? Is that the one you'd put in at the pancakes?
In the pancakes.
So you get the pancakes as well?
Yeah.
It comes with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And depending on how I'm feeling, some prawn toast.
Prawn toast? I hate that. So oily.
You're bursting.
That's oily.
Prawn toast slaps.
Yeah, you're done.
No, I don't like prawn toast or the prawn crackers. Oily.
No, bro, the prawn crackers, what? What, with the rice and that?
Nah, I think prawn crackers are dead.
No, I throw it in the bin. Nah, I throw prawn crackers in the bin.
I use the prawn crackers as a fork.
What?
Is that, wait, is that, that's a thing? Or is that just...
So you, you're there, like, you...
Yeah, you're there like that.
I didn't know if that was a thing or not. That's why I thought, let me ask.
No,
I've never heard that before.
Swear down. You eat prawn... I don't like prawn crackers at all. It's too oily, man. That's got no taste.
That's what I'm on still. That's my, like, go-to.
And that's all for you. How much would your Chinese order come up to, like, just for
family?
You? No, are you sure? Yeah. Sounds like you're shoveling with them prawn crackers, boy.
It depends, because sometimes I might add in some sweet and sour chicken. But if I don't, then maybe about £30 or £35.
Okay, cool. Fair enough. What about you, lot? What you say is your go-to Chinese order takeaway? And think about it.
Mine will probably be chicken fried rice.
This guy's a fucking liar. This guy's a liar.
Is he a liar?
It's a fucking liar.
Well, why?
Why? Is he even getting pork
fried
rice?
Let him say it and then let us know what he lied about. Or is it pork? Is it
chicken? Chicken fried rice.
Yeah.
Beef and black bean sauce.
Ooh, yeah. That's nice. That's nice.
Chicken balls, sweet and sour chicken. Probably go for some prawn chow mein, and then this is probably mad, but I think chips.
I've heard about people getting chips from the Chinese.
The salt and pepper chips.
Yeah.
Chips from the Chinese is mental to me, you know.
I thought that until I got the salt and chicken.
I got it once and I said, this is dead.
But what's the point of it?
It's just got extra flavour.
I just think it adds to the plain
ones. Chips.
I don't get plain ones. Yeah, I don't get plain ones.
I can't imagine salt and chips.
By the way, you've got the deadest order yet.
For me, personally,
no,
I like.
No. I know that the viewers are going to look at your thing and say, feel that, like, come on.
What, sweet chili beef? That's a good
spot. Sweet chili beef.
For example, if.
Rice and spring rolls.
My order, I know if I had a missus and I ordered all of those things, we're going to have a great evening. Like that's a sick meal.
Your missus is going to be pissed.
She's going to go back on to do the heats.
And your missus is going to walk out.
And your missus is going to say, I should have cooked.
Yeah.
No way. What about yours, Oz?
Mine is similar to yours, but taking away some stuff. So,
yours is dead.
Sweet and sour chicken. I'll get egg fried rice cooked in chili oil. Beef in black bean sauce. I'll get salt and pepper wings. And then pancakes as well.
Like the chips.
And be honest.
Yeah.
Chips.
Oh, yeah, no, chips. Yeah, chips. What else is there?
Starts with R.
What do you mean? What's R?
It's a four-letter word.
I'm lost. I'm genuinely lost. Help me out. Or just say it out loud and I'll say yes or no.
Comes from a pig.
What?
Wait. Oh. Yep, I've seen you get that as well.
Spare ribs.
Exactly.
He wasn't going to be completely honest.
So no, I was lost. Yes, spare ribs.
You love a rib, don't you?
I prefer the salt and chili wings, but sometimes I'll get both. Dibble dabble.
Ribs, you know.
Gourmet.
That's why they call him Russ.
Yeah, Russ.
Gourmet China.
Because they know what he's been doing.
Russ the ribs, you know.
Oh, double R.
That's fucked, you know. Russ the man can't be eating ribs.
That's the ribs. All right, so
my one might be the deadest.
Yeah,
100%. But I'm still exploring, so my one can change. After just hearing what you lot said, I'm going to add some, incorporate.
Like what though? I feel like you...
Wait. Say your order again.
Sweet chili beef. Special fried rice. No pork, no peas. Vegetable spring rolls.
And that's it?
Chicken... No, not chicken chow mein. Singapore noodles. And then I said extra sweet and sour sauce I get as well.
A lot of sugar.
That's probably what I would go for. I will never get the rice and the noodles though.
There's no like originality to your plate, fam.
For me, that's what I like.
Let me not lie, yeah. You see the like when you phone up here and you say sweet chili beef here.
Yeah.
They're probably on the phone like, oh my god.
Why? Sweet chili beef is
like they
sick.
Can't believe no, that someone would
wait, 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 wait,
wait, let him put a phone down.
Wait, so you're saying,
oh, fuck, yeah.
Wait. Are you sweet chili beef?
Yeah.
You can't. Sweet chili beef is loved by millions.
Yeah, I can't do
you that. Can't diss sweet chili beef.
It's nice.
Sweet chili beef is up there, one of the go-to orders.
Is that the mash? Is it the
it's slim.
And it's shredded off?
Yeah, shredded and then deep fried.
It's a lot.
You ain't got no sweet and sour chicken.
And it's mad chewy.
I will get the sweet and sour chicken, but I find that a bit boring. I've been
your meal's dry, that. You know, like
that's why I got the extra sauce.
Like sweet chili beef.
No, but you shouldn't
beef,
have to get extra sauce.
Like bro, sweet chili beef, rice, and spring rolls,
and extra sauce. Don't forget the extra sauce.
No, but that's where you're done because you see when I get my meal, the extra sauce is for the chicken balls, but because my meal's got sauce already, I just add an extra little, you know what I'm saying?
Little glaze.
Yeah. Like, you got to glaze the whole plate.
But that's okay. That's okay.
Like, I never finished the tub. He emptied the whole tub.
100%. I'm glad. But the thing is, I can add to mine. Oh. I can add to mine.
Curry sauce is mad.
No, that's
curry mad. Sauce, is that a thing? People get that?
It was going viral on Twitter. Like,
chips and curry sauce.
Like, a lot of people would order curry sauce with their Chinese, and like people in America were going mental about it. Like, why would you order curry sauce?
Yeah, I've never done that before.
To be fair, the Mac D's curry sauce is. That's very nice,
it.
Though.
Is it?
Like yeah.
I've never dabbled into that.
No. It's good.
He's deep in. Yeah.
After a drunk night out,
curry sauce.
But just get one in it and just test it.
Nah, you ain't getting one.
You don't want to hear the most common orders.
Yeah, go on.
So sweet and sour chicken.
Yeah.
Chow mein, crispy aromatic duck, egg fried rice, chicken balls, vegetable spring rolls, special fried rice, prawn crackers, salt and pepper chicken, beef and black bean sauce, and satay chicken skewers.
Yeah, you're done. Mm.
So I've only got vegetable spring rolls in the most common.
No one ain't talking about the Australian beef.
Yeah, no.
There are a lot of people eat sweet chili beef. It's good.
I can't diss you for that. I'll be fake if I said.
Yeah. But yeah, in the comments, let us know your Chinese order.
You and let us see know who you feel had the best order as well.
I think Omar's one might be the best.
Or rate it from 1 to 4.
Yeah.
I think I'm
definitely going second. Definitely.
We're hoping for that crispy chili beef to save you.
It will. Because a lot of people eat.
Do you know what it is with your plate? I feel like it's just mad light. Like, I'm going to be mad hungry after it.
But you're going to be bored. Like, you can't be bored eating Chinese. Like, even, like when I go to, like, Chinese restaurants, I need to have, like, loads of plates. Yeah. Like, you'll just sit in the corner with rice and spring rolls and you'll be
that's
and
dumb. Blessed. Well, Why has it gone from two sides now? Why are you taking away my
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
going to
choke.
You're
going to
choke.
Yeah.
You're dead, man.
But yeah, let us know you lot's orders. And then, yeah. But yeah, else.
It's questions, isn't it? Hold on.
Not trying to diss up sweet chili beef. Like sweet chili beef ain't lame.
Oh, so I was having a conversation. It was yesterday actually, and it was like some of my it's basically all females I was speaking to, and they all had something in common.
Yeah,
they said the guy that they dated. When he was 19, like he basically ruined their life, and they all had it in common. Like they just did something traumatic to them.
What, at 19?
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you lot, have you ever broken someone's heart, or what was you doing around the age of 19? Just to give some.
That's that first year uni, isn't it?
Yeah, for some.
What are you asking?
Did we break a woman's heart during the time? Because this was all girls speaking on their experience saying,
Have you ever broken someone's heart, Phil?
And just particularly talking about the age of 19, like, what was you?
I think when I was 19, I was immature.
Here's the explanation.
Yeah, I was immature.
No, but it's a simple yes or no
question. What, did I break someone's heart?
Yeah.
Not at 19. 21. That's just me being honest. Wasn't nice. But I apologized to her and we had a conversation about it.
So she wouldn't bottle you if she saw you now?
No, no, no. We spoke.
Okay.
And I literally, like, it was like...
She just hit a couple of comments saying, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. We had a full-blown chat. like, we had a full-blown chat. And then I literally said to her, no, on a serious, I apologize because you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't deserve it. So, yeah. So, yeah, if 19 to 21, because 19 is quite a specific period of time. That was at the beginning of our
relationship. But they all said the same things, like, nah. Like, when he was 19.
I don't believe him.
Why?
No, because I feel like at 21, like, that's too mature for you to do.
No, no, no. It was a relationship, though, innit? So 21 was the realisation of what was going on at 19.
I feel like you didn't have accountability at 21.
I did.
No,
I did. I did. Do you know why? Because I saw what happened. And I saw what I did. And I was like, oh, bro.
Yeah, like, I feel like you only started to say sorry from about 29. and that's with everything. Like, that's with everything.
So you mean just like the other day.
like genuinely, like
No, I did.
I believe that until you probably hit 30, that's when you proper started to take like full accountability of things.
No.
At 21, I can't imagine Fionn sitting. Like someone down and saying,
not sitting down. I didn't sit her down.
I'm sorry.
For it was a phone call.
What?
It was
a phone call. Give me a location we all went to when we were 21. Then I can really gauge how.
Ibiza.
Nah.
Come on, Fionn. Not you, though.
What's that place in Croydon?
Shush.
Tiger.
I went about them times. I was in uni, so I didn't go to none of them.
I don't know why I asked that because I went about them times.
Yeah, no, if it was Ibiza time, you lost all your belongings in Ibiza. You lost your pouch, lost your phone, lost your...
No, you
Oh, that's know. Loose.
I was moving this.
So I don't know.
But yeah, have you guys done anything at 19? But why so specific 19?
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know something that we don't know?
I don't, but I just... We're all friends here. We all known each other for over...
Yeah, come on now.
Over. No, but heartbreak. We're talking heartbreak. Yes. I don't think I've broken anyone's heart.
Just because it wasn't your girlfriend, it doesn't mean that you didn't break her heart.
Mm. No, let's be...
No. Do you know why that's... Do you know why I won't agree with you? Because I had a conversation a while back with a girl and she said...
What she said about him?
No. They said, no. You're right, you know.
Fuck me
over. I've got you. No, but we had a conversation and I was like, oh, like, I don't feel like I've broken a girl's heart before, but that's because I feel like we're just guys and that we don't pay attention to bare things. But she was like, there's loads of different things that girls can have their heart broken about that you would never know
about.
Yeah, because we aren't them in it. So there could be, I can't sit here and say, oh yeah, I haven't broken the girl's heart because I don't actually know. I want to say I haven't, but...
No, do you know what? That's a real thing. That's mad mature.
Yeah. I can't speak for everyone.
So, do you know what, yeah? Knowingly, I don't know any girl's heart that I've broken.
So no one's ever texted you saying, nah, Jordan, you done dirty.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing, though. I feel like some women won't say that, though.
And you know it's happened. Well, I don't think you know it's happened, but
like,
I believe.
Like, from what you lot know, yeah, do you lot think that there's anybody that's messaged me to say...
Not messaged you, but...
Not messaged.
Alright, cool. Have you ever ghosted a girl?
Yeah, but that's... No, but listen to the question.
Go on.
So the question is, broken a girl's heart or ghosted a girl. I've never ghosted a girl that I feel was in love with me.
No, but that goes back to Omar.
You don't know me. Yeah. like think about it. Yeah. I'm not gonna go that far with somebody where I feel like they're gonna fall in love with me and then just ghost them like that. Yeah, if I'm chatting to someone, yeah, and I feel like they're gonna fall in love with me, and then what I'm doing, yeah, like with them, would be intentional. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but not every girl is the same.
No, but, no, but still, no. But listen though, yeah, I'm not gonna be just linking a girl. Yeah.
Knowing like, that it's not gonna go anywhere.
Yeah.
Exactly. But if I'm showing her a good time,
yeah,
and this and that, yeah, then fair enough, you know, if she falls in love with me and I ghost her, which I've never done, then that's different. But if I meet someone like maybe once, you know, and then I ghost her, I don't feel like you could fall in love with me after meeting like with me once.
But it's hard to say because women are a bit different though.
Yeah, Theo, yeah. Bro, who's gonna fall in love with you after meeting you once?
No, forget the one. Forget the one.
Then she's sick. She's sick, isn't she? No,
but
Take the ones out.
Could break someone's heart. Because they could think, oh, like this could be my boyfriend.
But what I'm saying is though, yeah, is I'm not ghosting somebody after meeting up with them like multiple times. I've never done that.
Right. So if you've met up with someone multiple times, how do you know that they haven't caught those feelings or felt like, you know, we can go somewhere?
Mm. Okay, cool. But the question is, have I ghosted someone? I've never ghosted after meeting up with someone multiple times.
So what you're saying, back to the original question. You don't believe you broke anyone's heart at the time, at the age of 19?
No.
We all disagree with you, but fair enough.
Have you?
Yeah.
I
went on a madness. It's literally, I knew I was gonna like waste that girl's time, and she was a good person, so I just said nah. Like,
that's what I don't get, you know. You know where guys will meet a girl and just be wasting their time. Wasting their time. Like, you know full well that ain't going anywhere. And you're wasting the girl's time. Like, you're showing her a good time, and you know full well deep down that it's not gonna go anywhere.
Mm.
And you're whining and dining out, you're taking her here, you're taking her there, you're taking her everywhere. Yeah. And it's not going nowhere.
Yeah, I went whining and dining, if that's what you think it was.
No.
I was going away, like...
But you're 19, so you're bringing her around...
Cinema.
Yeah, around the yard, with finger blasting it, or doing whatever
you were doing. Yeah, he was... So that's the whining and dining
time.
Yeah, that was
whining and dining time. He's just whining.
Yeah, I just found it weird that the 19-year-old thing was just common for... Maybe it was like 4 or 5 of us, and they all said, yeah. When he was 19, he did this. When he was 19, oh, shit.
I think there's a common thing there, immaturity, though.
Yeah.
I think when you're 19, you're not really sure. You want to be out here. And most young guys want to be out here at 19. That's what I think has happened.
Yeah, I hear that, though. Because when I was 19,
I
wasn't taking anyone serious.
Yeah, I think that's all it comes down to, immaturity. If it's like 29, then now we've got a problem.
Yeah, that's a bit mad.
Yeah.
I spent 10 years not taking anyone serious. We're gonna have to edit it out.
Just for bro's own data protection.
Yeah.
For his own good.
Yeah.
Have you ever been heartbroken?
No.
Heartbroken? No, but really disappointed that the situation didn't end up how I wanted it to. Yeah, I have. I can be honest. Thinking, oh man.
Like, how does it feel? Is it like a feeling like in your heart?
No, I haven't had the heartbroken. I've just had severe disappointment. Not heartbroken. I haven't been like, oh.
So like, what does your belly feel like?
I haven't been heartbroken.
Yeah, but...
What's the severe disappointment?
Yeah.
It's more like a feeling of like regret. You think, oh man, I've let myself get this vulnerable, now I'm pissed.
I know why he, what led him to think like that?
What?
Vodka in a brown paper bag.
No, 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 no way.
Broad daylight. No. He's just chugging it down.
And he finishes it before he gets back home.
You're going to collapse.
He walks to the shop and you walk back.
That's mad.
He's going to collapse.
By the time he gets back, it's done. Yeah. Oh. It's done.
No, I haven't turned to alcohol, but I've been disappointed though. Yeah, 100%.
I couldn't deal with heartbreak.
No, most men can't.
I don't think I've got the emotional stability to deal with it. Ganja.
Yeah. Like, there'll be a lot of drug abuse or alcohol abuse. I'll be honest, yeah, bro. Like, let's be real. In this life, there's certain things that, like, we think that we're man enough to deal with.
I'm not.
But we can't.
I'm not.
For example, 25 years in jail.
We spoke about that, yeah.
Can you, man, deal with 25 years in jail?
Season finale, about a week in. Roll the credits.
What? Knowing that you're not getting out.
You're not getting out for 25 years.
Yeah, that'll fuck up anyone's mind.
I'm gone. Forget about it.
Like, I don't know how people are going to jail and they're coming out when they're 50, 60. How are you holding on for so long?
Do you know what? I feel
I'm
like
out.
English jail, it might be a bit different and a bit easier to deal with. In like American jails, I feel like it's a lot more intense and you've got a lot less.
Yeah, you're walking through.
American jails, mad.
Hey, big boy, they're banging the bars.
Why does it have to be that? Why do you have to go to that side?
I've seen the movies.
You've been watching too much TV lately.
That's a different kind of jail.
I've seen the movies, bro.
I say, hey, big boy.
And you're walking past, they're banging the cells.
Yeah, no, America's too mad. There's too many gangs in jail, man.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
I'm gonna have to join the gang there. I'd join the gang.
100%.
I'm in America, so I'm on that.
Yeah,
one,
man. Whatever.
Like, you see me, yeah? I'm going to Joe. I'm going to Joe and I'm finding out what the most notorious gang is on that.
But they might not accept you, though.
I don't think. I'll put in work.
I don't think they make
it. Wait,
I'll go to.
Hey, big boy, I'm ready to put in work. I'm ready to put in the shit. Hey, people, yes! Yes!
No,
I'm British!
He stayed where he's from.
I didn't even think about that.
No.
No, if you put it that way, then
we're going back to option one. Then.
No, there's not a lot of work to put in a jail.
Yeah, roll the credits, man.
Option one's due.
I don't think I can handle jail. I always think about like the claustrophobia side of it, though.
You can't go out.
Yeah, just being locked in a room, I think that would just send me crazy, bro.
I just think about no women.
Oh, really?
Even like just
that's
like,
the main thing you'd be thinking about.
No, just being around, you know, one little.
What if you found that
one
of the female guard?
Oh.
But she wasn't your usual type. But she was giving you vibes.
Oh, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. A man's got needs.
If I'm never 25 years,
yeah.
What? And she's on?
Dinner lady shape though.
Oh.
And I've got 25 or 24 years and 364 days left.
Can't have a preference.
You got no choice.
You lost mine, was it?
But what would you be doing?
Yeah.
Well, you'd run it.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna think about it twice.
I was gonna be doing it and getting extra.
Yeah. Extra slot.
Hey, Raps.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, Raps. Two spoons.
Hey,
Raps. Everyone's getting one spoon, he's getting two.
Hey, Raps is jokes.
Double idol. Was that your question or?
No, sorry.
I'm going off track.
No, sorry. So my question is, what do you guys feel is the best burger at McDonald's?
Ooh.
Oh, I know this.
Yes.
Yeah, no, this is easy.
This one, there's no question. There's,
we've got all the same answers, though, isn't it?
What?
Wait.
Wait,
so on three, we'll all say it.
Right. What, including me?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Chicken Big Pounder.
Your burst. Your
burst. Double quarter pounder.
You say louder.
I thought that's what
you are. You a double quarter pounder.
Big Mac.
They make like 5 of those a day, like.
Bro, you know what? Bro, you know what that is?
It's a slimmer Big
no,
Mac.
No, it's not. It's a Rustler's burger. Big Mac. Like, you can buy that in Texaco. That's what that is.
A double quarter pound is solid.
That's a good meal.
Nah.
That's a rusty.
You don't know that a quarter pound.
I'll be honest, you don't really know food, fam.
Yeah, you don't know.
Your taste buds are way off.
No, you don't know.
So I've been putting on weight. That's what I've been putting on weight.
Mashing up yourself at home.
No.
Back to back. Remember his McDonald's order that? I don't know if he recorded it.
It's a double quarter pounder.
He said you got a double quarter pounder.
Chips.
Extra. No, you went large. Large chips, large Coke. And then what did you have for apple pie
and a McFlurry?
Apple pie and a McFlurry.
What, isn't that a nice meal?
How much did that come to you? Like,
no.
$30
Oh, that's a quid.
$30
13. So what, you
it's
lot
only
think...
13 if you had vouchers. You wouldn't have had vouchers.
Come out of the newspaper. Yeah.
The peelback stickers from the drink.
You cut it out.
That's why you've been getting quarter pounders.
I think double quarter pounders, right?
No, you don't know food.
That's crap.
That's correct.
Chicken Big Mac is the maddest.
That's the maddest. I don't think it's that great though. And then, it breaks all the time. And then, the buns
do you
weak.
Like chicken, man?
After that,
I don't feel like you really like chicken.
I used to get like what's the one? Chicken Legend. Yeah, I used to get that one. But they don't sell that no more, do they?
Yeah, that used to be okay.
I think after that, it's fillet of fish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mine's between fillet of fish and a Big Mac though.
Big Mac. Big Mac's a bit.
You see a fresh Big Mac with the Big Mac sauce and the gherkins.
Yeah, the gherkins are
pretty good. Oh, bro.
You don't
like
gherkins?
Yeah, Double quarter pound is better than a Big Mac.
No, because I do a madness and I put chicken nuggets in the Big Mac.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, slaps.
No, I can't like that's a lot, bro.
My bad.
How many nuggets? Like 6 in the burger?
No, you're going too far.
That's what I'm asking you.
That's what I'm going to do. He's going to try to put 6 nuggets in the burger.
I'm going to put you straight to sleep.
So you lot are all ordering the chicken Big Mac.
Yeah.
But it's not on the menu all the time.
Yeah.
It's like a seasonal thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's only for the 30 people.
That's why I get double quarter pound, because they're throughout the whole year.
Rustler's burger,
it's not, man. It's nice. Double quarter pound is nice. Quarter pound is better than the Big Mac for me. I don't really like the Big Mac like that.
I know when you go to McDonald's, you have to wait longer than everybody else.
Yeah, I do. Because it's not...
Because they don't make that.
Or they tell you to pull up in the bay.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Because I know what I'm getting is 30.
But yeah, is there much difference between that and a double cheeseburger?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Just the weight.
Oh,
the weight of it. It's a big burger. Double quarter pound is a proper thing. It's like a Big Mac, but a bit more dense.
Why are you clapping his pie?
Yeah, I'm doing it because that's what it sounds like when it hits the table.
Wait.
Oh,
you're
not dumb, man.
Hold on.
The burger.
Hold on. Wait. Wait a minute.
Yeah, you won't last long in jail. You won't last long in the American prison.
No. They're going to run through it.
Yeah, they're going to run through it.
No, they won't.
Bring that English boy.
No, they won't run through it.
It's going to be by
the back of his shirt.
They're going to
call it
powder.
I'll go out swinging. Before that ever happened,
you're quite powder.
No, that's mad.
No, you won't.
I will be fighting.
No, you won't. You're going to fight the cartel?
I will fight off.
No, you can't fight the cartel.
I'll fight off. Until
you'll have one person for each limb.
No. I'll be scuffing.
But you know what's so mad?
I'm not just going to accept that. I'm not going to turn over.
No, but the thing is though, but for you personally, you'd rather be awake when it's happening rather than passed out, no?
What? What's happening?
Think about what you say.
Wait, wait. You'd rather be awake while what's happening? Come on, let's elaborate. Just so I know.
No,
elaborate. I want to see what where the level of questioning is going.
No, no. But you said you're gonna fight them.
Yeah. If you're
in the jail,
said that they will try to do me up. So I said, I'll be fighting.
Wait, you seen there's a that film on Netflix where the guy's got to get his cousin back.
Yeah.
What film?
Rebel Ridge.
Is it a good film?
Yeah, it's decent.
What happens? Is it like Prison Break kind of
thing? No, basically the guy's cousin goes to jail, and he tries to get his cousin out. Basically,
that's like Prison Break, no?
No, it's a little bit different.
Break him out. He goes through different.
I wouldn't say get him out more.
Like legally, like it's not illegal.
Okay, proper. You recommend the film?
Yeah,
I would. Yeah,
we might have to cut that out,
sorry. But I think it's time for Ears to the Streets.
Ben, do the music. We're back. Ears to the Streets news. An extraordinary confession of Virginia McLeod, who lived with her parents' lifeless bodies for 4 years. I'll play the video so you don't get more context.
So I can tell you something.
What's in there?
My dad's body is in there.
Right, okay.
Yep, okay. Obviously I'll
Where about your mum?
A little bit more complicated.
Okay. Where will we find your mum? Where will we find your mum?
Okay, so upstairs there are about 5 wardrobes.
Yep.
It's behind the bed at the back next to the sink. I did know that this would kind of come eventually. It's proper that I serve my punishment. I deserve to obviously get whatever's coming sentence wise, because that's the right thing to do, and that might give me a bit of peace. Cheer off, at least you caught the bad guy.
Long story short,
she's bad for that.
She was speaking to him like she was doing him a favor, you know.
He's upstairs,
my mum's just under the wardrobe. Bro, that's mad.
I kind of get why she's being like that, though.
Why?
Because she's been living with the bodies for 4 years.
Yeah, but...
So, what do you want it to be? Oh, my God! No, please!
No.
In her first year, she was probably doing that. Second year, she was probably doing the same thing. Third year, she thought, all right, guys, when are you going to get me? Fourth year...
No. I kind of hear you, because I saw that year, and I thought, do you know what, she's probably... Like, she was probably comfortable now.
With the bodies in the...
Yeah, well, like, after, like...
4 years.
Like, year 1 year, she's thinking...
Cooking up a mad...
Oh, my days, like, this is peak. And then year 2... Wait, hold on a second. Wait, maybe they're not coming... Then year...
She thinks,
Oh, wait, I might be...
I'm blessed.
And then year 4, oh, okay.
So she's been living 3 years, 4 years already.
Like, she's still sick for that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's mad, though.
Just be living with her parents, and she poisoned her dad, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why
her husband as well.
That's why I say, she's probably acting like that because she's probably dealt with bare emotions three years prior. Yeah, like she's not going to be the same person. But that is very mad, though.
I don't even think she probably cried, when she done it, Because she just seems cold.
Did they say why she done it? Was it like insurance money or something?
Not from the clip I saw.
Yeah, she spent bare dough, though. She spent like...
Oh, she did it for like insurance thing.
Well, I don't know, but she took like their money still and she spent it still. Rest in peace to her parents, though, because
that's someone you trust.
Yeah,
I wouldn't feel on edge around my daughter, or
and then she just put them in the wardrobe, like,
yeah, bro, that's mad.
Like, do you know why it's even madder, though? Because I feel like we don't hear those stories in the UK. Like,
yeah.
It's very rare we hear them over here.
Like once in a while, something crazy would happen.
But I wonder if it's actually happening, but we just don't know about it. Maybe.
Mm.
You think? I feel like the UK would report on stuff like that, just because of how we are.
Mm. Yeah, I think there's more in other countries.
Yeah. But rest in peace to
rest in peace, man.
Something a bit more
Lift up the mood, man.
Yeah, lighthearted. All right, cool. This woman, she's 64 years of age and she managed to get pregnant. That's not, well, obviously it's very rare to get pregnant at the age of 64, but the whole change to the story is the baby father is refusing to take responsibility for the child. And I wanted to know you guys' opinion on his behavior.
Okay, well, to be fair, I think first of all, like first and foremost, this is a message to all the women out there that think that they have no time. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You've got years ahead of you.
What's she pregnant?
This woman is 64 years of age and she's managed to fertilize some eggs. Yeah. Now, to the baby father, she don't care. She's what? She's a year away from her pension.
I don't know where it is in America. This is America, this ain't UK.
But
yeah,
what age is what age is pregnant? 65?
Women are going to attack
you. What age is pregnant? 65?
I'll Google it for you.
She's a year away, okay. So she'll get her pension, possibly some extra funds from the government.
66.
2 years away. 2 years away.
Yeah.
She's bro, once she's finished paternity leave, that maternity leave, sorry, that's it. She's good.
She's gone.
She's patterned.
Disclaimer, I'm not agreeing with any of this.
If let them know your
if,
socials.
Yeah,
let
yeah.
Them know your socials.
If you're a dad, just look off.
My socials on Miami. But.
No, but he's I'm mad.
The deadbeat no, dad team.
Yeah. I mean, to the deadbeat dad team, that's dead.
Yeah, that's
like,
mad.
Yeah, like, I'm not a fan of that. But to her, you're good.
You saying she
you're
boss?
Pattern, you're
she's
pattern. Boss. Like, you boss.
She ain't boss.
Wait, I'm not gonna play the whole thing because it's long.
Yeah, 2 minutes 20. That means she's going
yes,
off.
Yes, it is. Well, you know you got a baby coming, right?
Baby who?
Your baby.
My baby.
Yes, you do have one too. You have one coming.
They go back and forth.
He sounds old as well.
No, yeah, no, they're the same age. They're like they're in and around the same age.
But she sounds like she got no teeth in her mouth.
They sound old.
Let me play devil's advocate here. Yeah.
That's dark.
It is dark.
That's dark.
No, it's
she's
not.
Going
it's
through,
a,
she's going
this is an observation.
No.
Like,
no, but she's not going through anything. She's blessed. She's pregnant, Fionn.
No, man.
She's blessed.
She's got a man who doesn't even realise that he's a father.
Sometimes no, in this life, no, yeah, there's bigger blessings.
They've had a conversation before this.
There's bigger blessings for her on her
It's
rising.
A blessing. It's a blessing.
She might meet someone at bingo or something and he decides to step up and be a stepfather to her child.
But we're not talking mean. About that. We're talking about the dad.
He's not. He doesn't want to take responsibility.
Yeah, and I don't respect that. Yeah, but she needs to have that baby and hold her head up high and just know that beautiful life will be brought into this world.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's say all of us had a mum that was 64 and you heard that she was having a baby.
Then there's severe problems, isn't
wait, it? Wait. But then the dad wasn't trying to be involved. What are you going to do?
I'm not a person mashing up an old man.
Oh, I am. I mean, if you're man enough to conceive a child, then you're man enough to hold a beating.
Yes. No, I say I'm not a person. Yeah, I'm. Go look after my brother.
Why does it have to be a man?
Yeah, of course. The way he says, no, you go do that.
Why does it have to be a boy? Be a sister.
Oh, a sister, yeah. Yeah, whichever.
So what if he tells you to go and do that? He says, no, I'm blessed. Like, no, you go handle that.
That's it, bro. We're going to have a... I'm not going to deal with it, but he's going to look after the child, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're going to force him?
Yeah.
No.
I don't have to... It's going to get sorted out. One way or another.
Yeah, but how though?
Through the justice system. This is what she needs. This is the answer that she needs.
Yeah, but
through the courts.
Yeah.
Alimony.
Through the courts. All right, cool.
It's not just about me. It's
all right, cool.
This question was to all of us.
Cool. So just comment on that video of what you do then, please, Els.
I'd say, hey, like, I think...
No. Comment on the video.
Hey. Not you being the son.
Yeah.
I think you should really step up and look after...
No, but he's not your brother. Unks. He's your dad.
No, not my father.
He's
your dad.
How?
No, yeah, but that's a stepdad.
Do you know what? We're going to just cut this in.
Say, hey, Pops.
I'm going to start to get offended. It's not... Yeah, like, it's not,
hey, you gotta say,
hey, Pops. It's not nothing to do with me.
I think that situation is quite peak because I think she's probably shocked that she got pregnant and he's probably as shocked as she is.
Because you wouldn't
them ages there.
You wouldn't think she's getting.
Like, what's the age that like menopause kicks in?
He's probably shooting up the club and thinking, yeah.
I want to be politically correct. Can you check this?
What?
When is menopause actually like?
It's like 55 or something.
We'll Google it and we'll.
Because she's obviously, that's a miracle then. If based off what I believe menopause to be.
Nah, but he must be
between the ages of 45 and 55. He thought he was.
So she's 10 years past menopause, normal age for the human woman.
Now she's.
God bless her, man.
No.
That's actually sick that she.
Yeah, no, that's big.
But that's a lot of pressure for. Because you don't know her family situation and bear other things. Like, she might not have other people around. So.
That's just a bit. I just find it a bit strange, though, because I never think like old people
have kids.
Yeah, like.
No, they do.
He must have seen her after one dinner and dance or something. And
yeah, went back and mashed up.
He met her in Porky's.
Yeah, Porky's.
What's
that other one? You still go there.
What's that other one in Wrestlewood?
Where? Snookle.
Snookle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Pete.
And there's Granaries.
Yeah, Granaries.
White Lion.
Yeah.
I hope he does step up,
though. Still.
You know, old man, they're stubborn.
My mum loves a White Lion, you know.
Bam.
What's White Lion?
It's in Streatham.
It's a pub. Is it a pub?
Yeah.
Or is it the one where the KFC used to be?
No, it used to be called Mint Bar.
Is that what it's called now? Mint Bar. It's called White Lion.
Yeah. It's White Lion.
By the traffic lights.
I can't remember.
Yeah, next.
Opposite Subway.
Oh.
Grown folk only.
Yeah. Mad jungle music in there.
Grown folk
loves it. She loves White Lion, fam.
Yo, off topic, I really enjoyed your mum's birthday that day, you know.
Yeah, that was good.
No, she was happy as well. She was really happy.
I realised all the men that age, we all dressed the same as well. Shirt, trousers, shoes.
Sharp shoes.
Flat cap.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was really good. But final.
That's going to be feeling in a few years.
A million percent. I know you're going to cop a flat cap in the next year or two.
Have you got some?
You got a flat cap, 1,000,000%. Yeah.
You're like, you lot are so stupid.
Yeah. No, but have you, though?
Of course I ain't got a flat cap.
No, but Fionn.
On a pinky
I swear, though.
Yeah.
That's not a mad question to ask you.
Me?
Fionn, that, like, I swear, though.
I only wear snapbacks.
No, you've got one.
You're not going to wear a fitted with a suit.
Wait, this is how I know you're old, because... Obviously, I'm younger than you lot, but no one calls them snapbacks anymore.
What do they call them?
Adjustable caps.
Do they?
I can't lie, that's news to me. Yeah, I'm not.
Adjustable, isn't it?
Is that a thing?
If you're wearing snapjacks...
Wait, Gen Z team.
They call it adjustable caps.
It's called an adjustable... I'm not going to say, oh yeah, let me go buy a snapback.
What are you going to say? Let me go buy an adjustable cap?
I'm just going to say, I'm going to go get an adjustable.
Adjustable.
Is that
what
they call it? Yeah, adjustable. You don't let us know in the comments. Yeah, that's mad. I've never heard of adjustable caps before, you know.
Yeah, it's just because you adjust it, innit?
So, a flat cap, would you wear one of those?
No, that's not my attitude.
You're going to wear a flat cap?
No.
Flat caps are like 40 plus.
So why are you looking into them?
No.
You've got one now. I know you've got one.
I know you must have a flat cap. Yeah, 100%, Fionn.
You've tried
one. I know, Fionn.
I've seen your attire.
You've had everything else. A turtleneck, shoes, jeans.
A flat cap falls right into that category.
So why would I be wearing a flat cap?
A straight cap.
Do you know what? If they started wearing them in your office, you're going to start wearing them.
100%.
I wouldn't.
If Gazza walks in...
In a flat cap, I'll be like, oh, that looks good, Gazza. Yeah, let me get one, Gazza. 100%.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots, man. You lot are dumb. Anyway, Els, you got any other news for us?
Yeah. This one, I can't even give a headline. I'll just play the video.
I saw this. But you know I was crying.
But listen, it's fucked because you shouldn't be laughing. But
no, but someone's gonna stitch me.
No, but you was laughing.
Yeah, so that's wrong.
No, at the stitch video.
No, wait.
He wasn't.
Just listen to it.
Use that. Pull it out. No. What's wrong with you, lot?
How old are you?
Oh, fuck, what is that man?
He's young, he's like, come on,
get my legs out, please.
Please, just get his legs out.
Yeah,
I'm not going to
play the whole thing.
Please come and help.
Just
throw
his legs are stuck in the door. Yeah, but I think
looking like a Muppet, you know.
Little Buffy.
My question is, why did she ask me things?
That's when I started laughing. You can see I'm losing all life.
I'm losing circulation. I'm about to be an amputee.
I'm going
to
be an amputee. Because, you know,
you're asking me how old am I? You know what I found is so funny? His reaction is so justified.
He said, what?
My legs are like a puppy.
Someone put a picture. Have you seen The Wizard of Oz?
Get off me.
And the witch's legs under the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone put that, like, quote tweet in the video. I said, oh my no. God. I hope you're right. Wherever that man is right now.
And he's in the petrol station.
Or in the petrol station.
How did that even happen?
But someone must have rammed the side of the car.
How did you get your legs?
Like, someone must have rammed the side of the car.
They must have rammed the side of the car. While the door's open. And then the door slammed back.
Like this.
That is mad. That's mad.
That's like when you dash down the door and then just...
Big
fucking trouble.
That is one of the funniest...
No, you shouldn't laugh.
Not at that. It's the stitch video I've seen on TikTok.
He's in big trouble.
This is the second week now.
Pull out. Do you know... Because his foot starts twitching.
This is the second week, yeah, and you've laughed at
amputees. I'm not laughing.
Amputees.
Oh,
he's,
no.
He's got a problem with amputees.
Jokes aside, I genuinely hope this man's all right.
Days.
But that woman asking how old
are you? Yeah, words. That's mad.
How old are you?
Lock in.
What the fuck does that matter?
I'm about to end up in a wheelchair. Lock in. Save me.
That's mad still.
Fucking save me.
Hey, that is...
I just need to know... Why is the door not opening? Is it because his legs are wedged?
I think someone crashed into
it. Whoever they crashed into, it's probably like locked in, so you can't...
Someone crashed him into the car.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's a fire brigade jobby.
Yeah, that's sure.
he's going to be there for a sec. Yeah, he's done.
He could lose his legs though, all jokes aside.
Yeah, whoever he is, I hope he's... There was no context to this video online. I just thought, I said, oh shit, this is mad. And then I heard what they were saying. I thought, oh...
I hope that guy's right.
Yeah, I've been Ear to the Streets news.
I'm gonna send you the TikTok video that the guy done a stitch on. It is jokes because he's literally saying everything what I'm thinking. Why are you asking that question?
Fucking asking me my age.
Second of all, everything what he's saying is justified. Why does this even matter? I'm bleeding. I've been knocked into
he's
a
gonna
car.
After a certain amount, he's going to pass out.
That's adrenaline. Adrenaline's keep.
He's going to pass out. You're asking me my age. Yeah. That we just met at our bar.
Right, so... Oh, yeah, go on.
No, that's it. I'm done. I've signed off.
That's it.
All right,
cool. I've got a dilemma that I wanted to ask you lot's opinion on, yeah? So, just be honest. Tell me what your thoughts are on it. And try to be as... is it impartial? Is that the best... way to put it? Yeah, be impartial. So, if you've got a friend who you feel doesn't conduct themselves very well, and it's been a common theme for years, yeah? Like, you go out and they're always the problem of the night. They're always the person that you think, what are they going to get up to today? You're scared to invite them certain places. Do you think it's worth ending that relationship? Or do you think if you're friends with them, you should continue just always being on edge with them as a friend? What's your lot's opinion?
Do you want honesty, this podcast?
Yeah, I want honesty.
Nah, I shouldn't end it. But you had a period where we was...
I was, you know what, bro? I'm so happy you've said that before I have. Thank God for that.
There was a period where
you was that person.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I said, you sure you want the honesty?
No, be honest.
Cut this here and say yes, yeah, subscribe now, yeah. Comment, like, at Coppo Show.
And we've actually sat you down.
We spoke to you and for context, it wasn't like mad, but you was doing mad things sometimes when we were out and like, bro, this is slow it down a bit.
And then we sat down and then we managed to obviously, you know,
like narrow it down to a few things. And one factor was it was Rare Nephew. And that's why you stopped drinking that for a few years, wasn't it? So, you know.
I feel like this is a mad intervention right now.
No, we've had this conversation before. This was actually years and years. This was years and years back.
Yeah, but
that was a while ago.
But it was going out and he was having a lot of problems.
So you would say, speak to the person. What have you spoken to them before and they don't take on the advice what you've given them? So let's use me as a case study then.
So you took on the advice though, so.
And you can see a change.
Yeah.
A massive change.
You stopped. Because there was video evidence.
Massive change. Yeah. So if somebody doesn't show any signs of changing, is there a point where you say enough's enough? This person can't work.
Yeah. 100%.
I restrict access to myself and where I'm going because I can't bring you everywhere anymore because you're going mad. And I don't know what you're capable of if we're out.
Okay.
I think we've all like probably had someone like that, innit?
Yeah, 100%.
More than likely.
Yeah, people sat me off, all right, bro, calm down.
Yeah, so, but like someone rolls in and it's just like, do you know what? I don't even tell him we're going here today.
No, but that's where I'm at now. And I'm at to the stage where I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, so you've got someone who you've been talking to? And it's like,
oh, wait, so this is your dilemma?
Yes, yeah, so I'm bringing it to you.
I thought it was someone else's. Yeah.
No, this is my personal life at the moment.
Okay,
and it's to the point where I'm like the man will be like, oh, like, where's this person? And I'm like, well, I haven't said because I don't feel comfortable to say. Because we had a little situation when we went out and then where we was, it was more like a chilled vibe. Let's just say that.
Mm.
But because the person couldn't handle their drink, they're screaming, shouting, loud. I'm feeling embarrassed.
Mm. Yeah,
to the point where I'm like, to the point where I'm embarrassed. And then I'm like, I'm not feeling like this anymore. Because if you come out with me, I can't trust what you're going to do. And on top of that as well, you're making me feel inadequate. You know what I'm saying? I just said, no, I'm done. So I thought to myself, let me ask you, like, is it worth just saying, no, this person's done? Or literally sit them down again and have a conversation? Because how many conversations can you have before you realise this full on deaf is?
I can't lie. There was a situation. This is more of a girl though.
Yeah.
There's a situation where I was talking to a girl and I remember used to say to her, we might have got along, whatever, but there was this thing like she would get drunk and then like when she's on Snap, she might like be talking, but I know that she's mad shouting because you can hear it through the phone.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it and I thought to myself, like this is actually a bit too much, innit? Like, and then I would say to her, like, yo, like you know when you're snapping and like do you know you're shouting? And she's like, oh no, and I'm like, yeah, like, but then like it's kept happening, and I just felt like if I'm with you and you're doing that,
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, like it's just a bit too much for me because when I'm out, I just wanna. Like, I don't mind, like, having fun with my friends or whatever, but you see, like I feel like if you're shouting, people will know what's that you're shouting,
yeah.
Like, they might pay
it's
attention.
A bit embarrassing.
And then they look at you like you're
loose.
Funny,
like,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
You're living loose,
yeah.
Your bedroom's loose.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I actually had to say, and they actually didn't like what I had to say to them.
What, did you stop talking to them after?
No, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, kind of, yeah, basically.
So you're not as close?
No. We're really cool now.
It's not the same. It'll never be the same.
Yeah. It'll never be the same, like how it was before. But we are mad cool. But like, I just don't like that.
Yeah.
So you lot think it's best. But what if you've had that chat?
It's been
going on for years.
I'm only having it once. I've got other things to do in my life.
Yeah, man.
Everyone's adults. I'm not gonna do it once, twice. Blah 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 blah. You'll realize that I'm moving different with you if we're not going out as much, or we're not doing certain things together anymore, because it's like, I've already told you, you move mad, and you didn't want to listen to me, so it's kind of down to you, to be honest.
It depends on how the person reacts to you telling them.
Yeah.
And the change, and if they're not making any change, then I've got to do what I've got to do.
Yeah.
So you've spoken to them, yeah?
Yeah, bare times. And it got to the point where I'm like...
Yeah, I'm not doing bare times.
I'm like, and to the point where I'm getting frustrated, because imagine but having...
Are you doing it on a thing of like, yo?
No, like on a... This, at the time... Then after on a like, just say it happened on a Saturday, I'll call you on like on a Tuesday evening. I'm like, yo, bro, like, listen, you know the other day you was moving mad and I felt embarrassed.
Oh yeah, that's
how are they receiving it though?
oh, why are you moving like that?
Oh, that's them forever then. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
forget.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why are you making it into a big thing?
They don't think it's a problem.
And I was like, bro, like, we're out watching football in a bar and you're screaming at like you're at a football match. Like, everyone's looking at us, like, thinking, what's wrong with these?
You're a better man than me, because if my brethren asks where they are, I'm going to say that they're already out. I'm going to say that they're already out. They couldn't make it.
Yeah, no,
they're too busy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, but the thing is, I'm a man that likes to maintain friendships, innit? Like, a lot of my friends, I could say minimum 10 years as a minimum.
Yeah, same.
So I don't like to cut people off if I genuinely like
as a
person.
Yeah, it's not cutting people off. I think that
restrict access.
In this life, preserve your peace. That's one of the mottos that I always go by, man.
Yeah.
Preserving the peace. Because you don't know me, I cut anyone off.
Are you not even know? This guy tried to put me on a ban for like a year, fam.
Yeah, I cut Omar off for a bit, man.
Bro, moving mad, bro.
He just had an argument with everybody.
Who?
Mine is Ben. No, Jordan.
Oh, yeah, no.
Ben got cut off.
No, he's one of the maddest men. Like, you're actually one of the maddest. Yeah, no, you're just mad, like.
Why am I mad?
Because you can be wrong and strong, but you know that you're wrong and strong.
No. I'm never wrong and strong. Yeah. If I'm wrong, I always say, yo, but if I don't like something, then that don't mean that I have to forgive.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For one year.
365 days.
Well, you know, I've got standards, yeah. And sometimes in this life you have to set boundaries.
He's mad, fam. I see him at a shubs. My bro is no. I had to bad laugh off. Like, yeah, come on, man, blow your mind, guy.
No,
bro. Calm down.
Good
lad,
over. My bro, man. Come on, man.
He's not coming.
No, it's all coming back to me now.
I'm just be like, how the fuck am I even here? Like, what's going on?
I ain't seen a man for time, man. I said, no.
No, but I don't do the wrong and strong thing, though.
No, you do sometimes.
What?
No, he's got mad pride, fam.
Yeah, but
no, you're stubborn. I'll say
like,
yeah,
like he could be lenient, but chooses not to.
I'm stubborn, but if I'm wrong, I don't run with that.
I could tell you all the things as to why you shouldn't hold a grudge or like still be arguing with somebody, and then you'd be like, no, fuck that. I've said what I've said.
Cool.
Okay, yeah, stubborn.
Cool.
Yeah,
but that's not wrong and strong.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I do take that back then.
If I'm wrong, like I'll say. Yo,
stubborn.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm stubborn. But I'm stubborn.
Wrong and strong is when someone's become deaf to the situation.
Yeah, and just deluded.
Yeah, and they're just stuck in their ways.
But I'm stubborn though. Yeah, I'll take that.
But back to my dilemma. Sorry. I appreciate you lot's advice. I think I know what I got to do now. Mm. Unfortunately,
it's a shame. You have to lock them off. It's just that.
You don't have to lock them off, man.
I know, but you see the thing is. I'm not on a locking off thing, but it's more like you said, you're not getting invited out. When it comes to doing things like that, you won't be invited. Because
you have to change your behaviour.
But the behaviour won't change.
Then that's his problem.
And lock him off, bro. Lock
that. Right, I'm going to say this from now. Whoever you are, you will not be getting invited out. If you're watching this, I guess it's over.
Lock that off, bro. Lock that.
It'll be weeks later as well.
Lock it, bro.
It'll be well and truly over, like, gone.
Lock it, bro.
No, I've got, I know what I've got to do anyway. But yeah, that's my dilemma. That's the end of us.
All right. Well, people in the comments, if you guys feel that you have any better advice for Fionn, then please, you know, do comment and let us know. Please don't forget to like, comment and subscribe. You know, all of your subscriptions and your likes and your comments, it goes towards Elsie's dread journey and, you know, us, you know, doing what we need to do. Also, Els this week, he's got in touch with his Ghanaian side a bit more. And he's planning to buy land in Ghana. So, you know, obviously, Omar, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, man.
I've been big Geordie George, joined here by my three nephews.
Again, I'm not your nephew. Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy, Fionn, the one you'll come to see, man.
Omar Naomi, over and out.
Yeah, until next time, people.
Peace.